that's why you play. You play to be able to win the last one that you have the opportunity to play in. And when you get to the playoffs, you're only guaranteed one, and you got to keep winning. We didn't do that today, obviously. We played well in spots, and then we didn't play very well in spots. Injury bug got us a little bit, and that's something that we've had to fight all year long. You know, it seems like the last 5 or 6 weeks, every week we've had 2-3 guys that go down, and you know, it's no different today. You know, D-Rowe played his butt off, and his leg still wasn't 100%. Really proud of him. You know, and then catch mark there at the end, and then Garrett Reeves there at the end, and Big Kent went down early. So, you know, it's just one of those things that wasn't meant to be. I'm proud of the way our guys finished, especially as tough as it was there at the end, to have, you know, a few of those, you know, last couple touchdowns they got to pop like they did. Wasn't a lack of effort on our part. Our kids played hard. They did what we asked them to do. We just, you know, we were fighting with a short stick in some cases, you know, and they're a good football team. So we knew that coming in.
What do you think best describes the team this season, their effort?
It's perseverance. I think perseverance is a great word. They kept fighting, you know, every week. And like I told you, like the last 5 or 6 weeks, we had to persevere another injury, you know. And this week's no different. And they had to do that today. And you saw what they did. They came out in the second half. And, you know, third quarter was a dang stalemate. We just couldn't get the ball in the end zone. And really proud of our guys for doing that. You know, that's a life lesson that hopefully will carry them a long way. So,
as far as the seniors that are going to be leaving you this year, what can you say about those guys?
The 4-year commitment that they've made to this program is, you know, is awesome. And I'm proud of each and every one of them. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago at senior night. Just really proud of them and what they've been able to accomplish. You know, this team is, they've been to the playoffs 3 out of their 4 years. It's pretty awesome. And really proud of them. And, you know, like I said, they persevered this year with some real adverse situations with the injury bug that bit us. So
the young guys get a good learning experience today?
Huge learning experience. You know, what we saw today that we can really grow on is, you know, Michael, we felt like did some good things until his injury. And then, Trent came in and did some really nice things. Threw a couple really nice footballs, ran the ball a couple times nicely. And so we're really excited about what we got coming back with our two quarterbacks. We got 5 offensive linemen coming back. That's a pretty big, exciting thing for us, you know. And on defense, we've got 4 or 5 guys coming back that leaves us with, you know, it's not a smile right now, but another couple weeks that we'll be thinking about, you know, where we're headed for next year. So just a great year for our kids. Obviously didn't finish the way we wanted it. We want to still be playing, but, you know, there's only a couple of teams in 5A every year, 2 of them that get to, you know, say they won their last game. So just proud of our guys, man.
You'll be able to decompress after this? You're going to take a while.
Well, it'll take a while, but, you know, it's always at the end. You kind of give you a couple days, and then it's crash and burn for about a week and a half. So, yeah, we will. Our guys will do a good job. You know, we'll give our kids an opportunity to decompress too, get off their feet and relax a little bit, get away from football a little bit. We'll do that with the coaches as well. And, you know, a couple weeks from now, after Thanksgiving, we'll hit the ground running.